The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Dubal, and I'm pleased to be with you in what we call The Piano Matters. I think it'll be a good show, but that's up to you to decide, so let us know. Besides our quota of quotes, I have two comparative performances for your listening pleasure. I've been asked by several people to do some more comparative performances that they liked and learned from them. Also, Horowitz playing the C minor toccata of Bach, and that's an unusual thing because he didn't play much Bach. And I have brought also Cecile Lacade, Helene Grimaud, Joao Maria Perez, Antonin Kubelek, a good Czech pianist, the great Kissin, and Leonard Panario to the show. They've all agreed to come. Let's begin with the distinguished pianist Cecile Lacade, who is one of the rare pianists who have had an international career. She's performed everywhere, and her list of conductors is formidable. In the last couple of years, she has delved deeply into the American piano literature, and on Danakord CDs, she has done yeoman's work for American composers. One of them, Arthur Farwell, is best known for his researches into Native American music. Let's listen to Cecile Lacade in Arthur Farwell's Navajo War Dance. I'm certain that the late Arthur Farwell would be very pleased with Cecile Lacade's performance of his Navajo War Dance. We'll have more Ms. Lacade in Americana later in the Piano Matters. It's always interesting to hear what a composer thinks of his colleagues. In a letter to his wife, Gabrielle Fauré wrote, "Oh, those vulgar, impassioned whinings of Massenet." And Saint-Saëns said, "Massenet is to Gounod what Schumann is to Mendelssohn." I have two performances for you of Chopin's gorgeous Berceuse, Opus 57. This cradle song is a tour de force of filigree in the right hand, while the bass plays the same figure throughout. It's virtually an unchanged tonic pedal in D-flat for 70 of its magical measures. The English composer Sir Lennox Berkeley wrote, "No analysis can give any idea of its compelling grace and charm." This unique berceuse was composed in 1844, so he was 34 years old, and we can actually classify it as the beginning of his last style. My first artist is the most eminent of Portuguese pianists, her name, Maria João Perez.
Thank you.
I thought Perez played it with a very thoughtful feeling, and I thought it worked, but it was maybe a little turgid here and there. Let's now listen to the art of the French-born Hélène Grimaud, who performs it at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. The Perez was 5 minutes and 30.
Thank you.
I thought the Grimoire rendering a bit more sensuous, but both are very worthy interpretations of this very tricky work, the essence of pianistic fioritura. Which of these performances, both technically, are fine, spoke deepest to you, dear listener. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. It's a feast for the piano. It's heard each week, same time, same station. It's J.S. Bach time, which can only be good time. Pablo Casals said, I need Bach at the beginning of the day almost more than I need food and water. And Brahms once said, every day I play from the well-tempered clavier before I start my day, it's as if I must rinse myself with Bach. The mayor of Leipzig said, upon appointing Bach as cantor at the St. Thomas Church, listen to this, since the best cannot be had, one must take the next best. Bach came in second to Telemann, who decided he didn't want the post. Can you imagine Bach's ears turn red when hearing this felony of a statement? Vladimir Horowitz seldom played Bach in public. He knew much more than one would think, but he didn't play it for people. He didn't think that they liked it. I don't know why. I talked to him about it many times. Here is, however, from a Carnegie Hall performance recorded March 21st, 1949, the C minor toccata, my favorite and perhaps the finest of the Bach seven toccatas. In part two of the fugue, it later becomes a double fugue, and it's a nightmare to memorize. I hope you never have to try. Let's see how you like Mr. Horowitz within Bach territory.
Thank you.
Vladimir Horowitz's Bach C minor toccata. It's a fervent work, and in that double fugue, I don't envy anyone playing it in public. One cough can get you off forever. What did I think of the Bach excursion by Horowitz? Well, you know, he was better for me in the transcriptions of Busoni than in the original Bach. I feel that he was just not comfortable here. What did you think, though? This is The Piano Matters, and let's have another quote. This is quite something from the novel Eyeless in Gaza by Aldous Huxley. One of the great attractions, he says, of patriotism is it fulfills our worst wishes in the person of our nation. We are able vicariously to bully and cheat, and what's more, with the feeling that we are profoundly virtuous. And that was by Aldous Huxley, for me, one of the finest minds of the 20th century. And did you know that Huxley died the same day as President John F. Kennedy was assassinated? And it took a bit of time to realize that Aldous Huxley was no longer alive. Here is another comparison, a Chopin waltz. It's in E minor. It's opus posthumous, which means it was published after death. And here is a very great example of the Chopinesque brilliance as early as like 18 years old. It's 3 minutes long, and it's very complicated in the amount of material it gives you in that amount of time. There's a tiny little intro, and then the main theme, followed by some arpeggios, followed by a lyric theme, back to the first theme, then another lyric theme, then in the middle, new material, and then back to the third theme. Then after a single B, the first theme moves to a brilliant coda of new material and concludes up and down with an E minor arpeggiation and four chords to end. Hey, that's a lot of thematic material. So if you don't get it all, you will hear, though, for sure, the four chords that will end bang in E minor. We have here Leonard Panario, and then we'll have Kissin play it. Panario nods to me. He's walking elegantly to his Steinway, and here he goes in the E minor valse of Frédéric Chopin. Thank you. The Waltz of Chopin, number 14 in most editions, played well by the late Leonard Panario, an American pianist who had once a big career, but is now seldom heard from. Let's now listen to the performance of the E minor waltz played by, get ready, the 13-year-old Evgeny Kissin from Moscow Live. And that was Evgeny Kissin in the Waltz in E minor by Chopin, played by Kissin, as I said. And here this Russian, just a boy of 13, and I think it was more detailed, more finely honed, more precious than the Panario performance, which clunked a bit. What, though, did you think? And let us know. I'm David Dubal, and The Piano Matters is devoted to the beloved instrument. For me, it's the beloved instrument. It's the most played of any instrument in the history of the world and the most complete. All instruments are heard on it if you listen carefully, and the piano has higher notes than the orchestra and lower notes. It's an immortal instrument, no doubt, and its shape and sound has attached itself to the human psyche. No, the piano is welded to our psyche. No. The piano is more than welded to our psyche. The piano is wedded to our psyche. Let's return to American piano music, played so deftly and with such involvement by Cecile Lacaude. We hear Dance by William Grant Still, a very fine African-American composer born in Mississippi. Thank you. You heard the dance from three pieces by William Grant Still, all of them recorded by Lacade. This is a fine composer, most worthy of the care given his dance by Cecile Lacade. And here comes another citation or quote. Do you agree with Samuel Butler, who says, all philosophies, if you ride them home, are nonsense? Here's another one on philosophy by the American Ambroise Bierce. And he wrote a book called The Devil's Dictionary, and it's as funny as they come. He utters, philosophy, a route of many roads leading from nowhere to nothing. I guess it's not easy to be a professional philosopher. Before Schubert and Chopin impromptus, there were impromptus by Jan Vaclav Hugo Voracek, born in 1791, which we all know was Mozart's death year. Voracek lived, though, only until 1825, and he was born in Prague, a very musical city. And you'll think that Voracek is a very good composer, because he is. And Anton Kubelek plays for us his impromptu number one, Opus 7.
Thank you.
well played by Mr. Kubelik. I know nothing really about him. He's a Czech pianist who long ago migrated to Canada. I'm not sure if he's still alive. The piece, An Impromptu by Václav Voracek. I am David Dubal, and I'm listening intently to The Piano Matters with you. What have you been doing? Have you been watching the news? Perhaps you are. I have been giving so much time to listening to what is happening in the Star-Spangled Banner, America the Beautiful. I've listened to too much news, and I better start reading or drawing or practicing the piano again. So again, I play from a disc made by Evgeny Kissin when he was 13 years old. I mean, it's fantastic, this boy's sensitivity. I'd like us to hear Kissin in the finale of the Chopin Concerto No. 2, Opus 21. This recording was made at the Grand Hall of the Moscow Conservatory, March 27th, 1984. And the disc contains both piano concertos. Here's the Moscow Philharmonic, directed by Dmitri Katyenko. Thank you. Kissin' is breathtaking. 13-year-old boy playing the finale of Chopin's second concerto, Allegro Vivace. Yes, Kissin was but 13 years old when he played this so perfectly, the two concertos in Moscow. He was a prodigy who developed so admirably. Indeed, Evgeny Kissin has one of the great careers of our time. It's always horse racing time, so I'll bet my money on the bobtail nag. Here is the late Leonard Ponario in Catacombs from his Complete Mussorgsky Pictures at an Exhibition. The Little Catacombs movement from Pictures at an Exhibition, played by Leonard Ponario, the composer Mussorgsky. Won't you please join me, in fact, I beseech you, for another edition of The Piano Matters. I want you to hear it. John Ruskin is someone that I have really always been interested in. He always wanted to be a great painter, but he was an admirable draftsman. He wrote some wonderful prose, wonderful criticism, and he was one of the big-time intellects of the English world of the 19th century. He died insane, by the way, in 1900, had a long life. "It is not that men are ill-fed," he said, "but that they have no pleasure in the work by which they make their bread, and therefore look to wealth as the only means of pleasure." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kauffman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.